Fresh. Good morning and welcome to Traveling with Francois. So open your senses to the cool ocean breezes, fantastic shopping, and luxury accommodations. Oh, I must mean the Five Diamond Island Hotel in Newport Beach. Yes, Five Diamond award-winning hotel, island, it's the Island Hotel right here in Newport Beach, California. And that is where I'm coming to you from live. I arrived on Friday. I have managed in this short time to work, relax, dine, and shop, all since Friday. And today is, what, Sunday at 11:05? So it has been a whirlwind of activity, plus beautiful, beautiful weather, and just a gorgeous view. Now, for those of you listening online, right now I want to send you over to their website, which is islandhotel.com. Check it out. You can see what I'm talking about as the show progresses. Lots of things to talk about. I am Francois, your host for the next 2 hours of information, excellent guests, and all the information you need to book your next trip, whether it's a wedding, business, you just want to relax, you just want to go shopping, right here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. Joining us in the control room back home in Palm Desert is Miss Valley Harvey. Hi, Valley.
Good morning, Francois. You are having a good time, huh?
Yes, I'm having a fabulous time. And this is really very, very popular for our desert residents. They sneak away to the Island Hotel all the time. So now all the folks that have heard about it that have never been, we want to make sure that they sneak away. Or they don't have to sneak away. They can just come on over and tell everyone right here at the Island Hotel. So, yes, beautiful property, Valley.
It sounds like it. And there, of course, you know, Newport Beach, the ocean, the bay. So many fun things to do. And
so many fun things to do.
It sounds beautiful there.
Definitely. We're going to find out about the area, about the hotel itself, about all sorts of things happening here and around and what you can do as our 2 hours of progress. My room is on the 20th floor. In fact, it is the suite. When you go to the booking page on the Island Hotel website, it is the suite that you see on the booking page. It's on the 20th floor, top floor. I have a view of the harbor. I have a view of, from the airport all the way around to the ocean. Just a phenomenal view, and it is just breathtaking. In fact, it's hard sometimes to concentrate because I'm too busy looking out the window. But if you go again to the website, islandhotel.com, check that out. That is the room that I am in right now, and the room that perhaps you're going to be staying in sooner than later. Now, yesterday on KESQ Channel 3 TV, I wasn't there because I was right here at the Island Hotel. And next week, we have a very, very special offer only for Traveling with Francois fans. So you will hear about that on the television segment. It's around 8:20 a.m. on KESQ Channel 3. So make sure you tune in, and this is just for you. So don't forget, and I will certainly remind you of it during the week with our email blast on the Facebook page, on the website, and all sorts of things. This past week has been a blur. I have no idea where it went. But if you're interested in what I'm up to, make sure you visit Francois Roads or Traveling with Francois on Facebook. Yesterday morning, we began our very first broadcast of Traveling with Francois in the Phoenix, Arizona market. I am so excited about that. And that, of course, is on Money Radio 1510. And if you go to the Money Radio website, which is moneyradio1200.com, you can go to either or Money Radio website. So I was listening right here at the Island Hotel. I was listening on my computer, and how easy was that? So I'm sitting there going, who is that gal on the radio? Who is that Traveling with Francois? So lots and lots of fun. Very, very excited about that. So now before we jump into our first guest to talk about what happens here, the director of sales here at the Island Hotel, which is Kevin Sanford, I wanted to cover a few local things at home real quickly, which is brought to you by Ambrosia Pet Deli in Palm Desert, 760-568-1177. Angel View opened a new thrift mart. They are taking over the world. It is a beautiful store on Cook Street. In fact, Tracy Powers was telling me they did more in sales that first weekend than any opening of any of the Angel View thrift marts, of course, that takes care of the Angel View homes for the Crippled Children's Foundation. So beautiful store. Make sure you check it out. It is on Cook Street across from UCR. So that is open. We have the M Gen Tour coming to the desert on Monday, May 13th. There are going to be some road closures, so you definitely need to pay attention to the paper. Call Sunline to find out what the road closures are. I will be going over this with you next Sunday, but be prepared that there are going to be some closures in Palm Desert, Rancho Mirage, Cathedral City, and in Palm Springs. So, but the Amgen bicycle tour coming to the desert is very, very huge. This is a gigantic event, so we are very lucky to have the Amgen come to the valley. All right, Synergy Wellness Clinic, a new advertiser. You certainly want to check them out on the website. And Not Soak City, they are open for business, a water park, and, of course, the fitness center. So make sure that you go to their website for the best prices, summer prices, which is soakcitypsi.com. And let's see. That's really about it. I think that's it. So what I think we're going to do, we're going to step aside for just a few moments. When we come back, we are going to talk to Kevin Sanford, the director of sales here at the Island Hotel. Again, go to their website, islandhotel.com. It is a five-diamond award-winning property. It's 2012, let's see, Five Diamonds Automobile Association of America 2012 award-winning property. It's a Reader's Choice Award Top 100 Mainland U.S. Hotels, Condé Nast 2008. The awards go on and on and on. We could actually spend the next 2 hours talking about the awards, but we're not going to. We are going to talk to a lot of guests. We're going to have a lot of fun. And you are listening to Traveling with Françoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody'd be serving like California. You'd see them wearing their baggies, Huarache sandals too. A bushy, bushy blonde hairdo serving USA.
Follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. Search for My Money Radio, Money Radio 1200.
Hi, this is Matthew Creighton, the owner of Thai Smile and Rancho Mirage. Please join us for fresh, tantalizing dishes you've come to love or even try something new. We're open daily for lunch, dinner, and takeout, and offer a full beer and wine selection. Thai Smile of Rancho Mirage is located in the Rancho Las Palmas Shopping Center on Bob Hope Drive and Highway 111. Reservations are suggested. So please call us for more information at 760-341-6565. That's 760-341-6565. Or visit our website at mytiesmile.com.
There's only one place in the valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. They've been serving the golf community since 1961. Come and see what's new for the 2012-2013 season. They offer a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection in the valley of club cars and Yamaha. They are your one-stop shop for all of your golf car needs. They're located in Rancho Mirage on Highway 111. Give them a call, 760-346-5661, or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at eldc-car.com.
Look to the skies and experience a star-studded affair every evening at the Borrego Springs Resort. Surrounded by the stunning Anza Borrego State Park and less than an hour's drive from Palm Springs, the Borrego Springs Resort offers guests fine and casual dining, 27 holes of championship golf, a full-service spa to pamper your inner, outer being, and more. So quit making excuses and join me, Françoise, at the Borrego Springs Resort and, of course, Borrego Springs. To make reservations or for more information, please call 760-767-5700 or visit Borrego Springs on the web at BorregoSpringsResort.com.
Experience health and wellness as never before at the Synergy Wellness Clinics in Palm Desert. Offering innovative and proven holistic treatments, Dr. Steve Nelson has the answers and the solutions to drastically improve your health. The Synergy Wellness Clinics invite you to a free tour and seminar held every Tuesday evening. For more information, call 760-776-5001 or visit on the web drstevenelson.com. Live healthy the Synergy way.
Where did you get your fantastic waiting room furniture?
We got it at Desert Business Interiors. They even helped us design it.
Sharp-looking office furniture. Don't tell me. Desert Business Interiors, right? Well, I'm going to Desert Business Interiors.
Hello. Welcome to Desert Business Interiors.
We may be small, but we have it all. Desert Business Interiors, just on the edge of Rancho Mirage on Highway 111.
Listen to the Financial Review with Sinclair Noe tomorrow afternoon at 4 on Money Radio 1200.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio 1200. It is a beautiful 71 degrees outside. In fact, they are running a marathon this morning. Perfect marathon weather in the lounge last night, where, yes, I was in the lounge last night. There was a lot of people all excited about today's marathon. I think they were warming up with the dancing. I think that's how they loosened up on the dance floor last night, but it was really a lot of fun. And joining us right now is Kevin Stanford. He is the Director of Sales and Marketing right here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
Well, you have a fun job.
I think so.
So you're on a lovely property. You have phenomenal views. You have fantastic staff that surrounds you here, a great guest. I mean, just a really nice vibe that goes along with staying here at the Island Hotel.
Absolutely. I agree. And this job is fun. Selling a product like this, you know, a lot of people say it sells itself. I might disagree with that a little bit because I'd be out of a job. However, it definitely is an easy sell. We'll call it that.
Okay. Well, now, talking about this easy sell, this award-winning five-diamond property here, let's describe to my listeners that have never been. We have a lot of desert rats from Arizona, California, all the surrounding that need that ocean fix. They stay here at the Island Hotel. But for those that have heard about it, that have never been, describe the property.
Sure. Well, it's a. I'll just describe the location first because I think the location is just key. We're right here in the center of Newport Beach. We like to call it the center of coastal luxury. We're right on Fashion Island, so right next door to some of the very, very best shopping in all of Southern California, and it's outdoor shopping as well. So you get to really enjoy this wonderful weather while you're walking in between the stores. You know, beyond that, as you can see out the window that we're looking at right mm-hmm. now. We've got the Newport Beach Aquatic Center just across the bay here. We have obviously wonderful yachting. We've got many partners that we'll talk about a little bit later in the yachting world. There's sailing. There is kayaking. There is paddleboarding. There's everything right outside of our doors here. The hotel itself, we've got pretty much everything that you need right here on site. So even if you didn't want to go enjoy all those wonderful things, you can stay here and dine and enjoy.
That's the problem, Kevin. Yeah. I get here and I'm thinking, well, I should go out and just do some sightseeing, but I really didn't want to leave. It was so beautiful right. And so relaxing, and just and but yet there's plenty going on. If I want to do something, I can do it. If I don't, I didn't feel any need to. Let's put it that way. I didn't feel a need to have to leave. So, and I like that. So now you are located right here in the center, I would say, of Newport Beach. And you have a lot of local. You've done a great job in mixing the Island Hotel with the locals. I noticed a lot of locals that were coming last night to dine and to be in the lounge, as well as the guests. So you really have a nice mix here.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and I would say it's always good to tell your listeners out in the desert to, you know, on Friday and Saturdays especially, because we do have live entertainment both Thursday, Friday, and Saturday night. It is always good to make a reservation when it comes to both the restaurant as well as the lounge, because as you saw last night, it can get quite busy with the locals, and there is a lot of dancing, and especially with to your point, you know, with this weekend being the marathon, there were a lot of people here for that too last night.
Well, I've always felt that when I go to a destination and the locals love it as much as the guests, that you're doing something right.
Right.
Yeah, because locals are sometimes a lot harder to please than the guests. So to have them come over, you have a really nice mix, and you have, again, something for everyone to do. Now let's talk about the rooms. How many rooms do you have here? All of them have a view.
They do. We've got 295 rooms here. Every one of them has a walkout balcony, mm-hmm. so a step-out balcony. And then all of the corner rooms, the corner suites, much like the one that you're in right now, has a nice little sitting balcony on the corner too. So out of those 295 rooms, though, we've got 83 suites. So we are very, very suite heavy. We have probably one of the largest ratios of suites of any hotel in the state of California, and I know for sure the highest in this local area.
Well, because you have a lot of people that come over here for weddings and business, and you have a dignitaries, and you have a lot of celebrities, and I know you can't name any names, so we're not. But I'm going to name drop just a few. Tiger Woods loves the Island Hotel. Kobe Bryant, and that's from my mouth to your ears, so not Kevin's.
Yes, Tiger, Kobe. I did not tell her that. I just wanted to make sure you know.
Yeah, I didn't say where. And there's others, but we can't talk about them because that is why they come here. because you don't talk about them and you're not calling TMZ and all the newspapers and saying. So they come here, they have a good time, they can just be themselves and take enjoy the facility and not worry about all that paparazzi stuff, which is fantastic. So I'm on the 20th floor, have the balcony I'm overlooking, and what I do love about the property as well is we can let that ocean breeze come into the room. That is so important.
Absolutely, absolutely. And, you know, with the weather, you know, our golf guy, I'm going to steal this from him, but he says we have three seasons here in Southern California, 60s, 70s, and 80s.
And we get them all right here. You don't get the 110, so you're lucky on that one. So you don't need them. And you brought up the word golf. Now, a lot of new listeners or a lot of listeners that just associate the Island Hotel to Fashion Island, which is right across the street, and we'll be talking about that later on, they don't really know that you have a wonderful golf package and you have an association with two phenomenal golf courses here in the Newport Beach area.
Absolutely. We're in the same ownership and management group as both Pelican Hill Golf Club as well as Oak Creek. And there are a lot of benefits that go along with booking a room, with staying here with us, and being able to use both of those golf courses. There's discounted greens fees. Mm-hmm. You can also direct bill anything, your greens fees, your food and beverage, merchandise from the golf shop, anything, right back to your hotel room. So it makes it very, very nice to be able to do that here at the hotel.
And you can, as you said, you can do it all in-house. You can make one phone call here to the Island Hotel, and you will take care of everything.
You've got it. And one added benefit, too, that I would say is at Pelican Hill, where normally you can only get tee times 2 weeks in advance, you can book it with your reservation here at Island Hotel.
See, there's always those tips, those insider tips. And joining us, folks, right now is Kevin Sanford. He is the Director of Sales and Marketing here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. You can go to their website, islandhotel.com. And if you go to the booking page, you will see the suite that we are in. We decided, because of the view, it's so fantastic, why not just broadcast from the suite? I think it's perfect. I'm just living in the lap of luxury and enjoying every single moment of it. Now, you do have a pool area. Even though the beach is just minutes away, you have a pool area.
We sure do. As a matter of fact, I was just down there right before I came up here, and there's quite a few people out there enjoying it on a Sunday afternoon, or Sunday morning, I guess it still is. And our pool is excellent. It's you know, it's a beautiful pool. It's a 4,000 square foot. It's kind of in the shape of an X, and we have a beautiful, beautiful little cabana bar that's out by it as well.
So. It is gorgeous. And you also have a fitness center.
We do. We've got a fitness center right off to the side of the pool. So when you're running on the treadmill, that is actually your view is of the pool. And there's a nice little fireplace off to the side. So it's
being in such a gorgeous location, Kevin, do you ever wonder when you're walking around just checking things out and you see people in the fitness center, that you do you wonder why they're not outside running? There's some of those that just really want that fitness center.
I do. However, I notice most of them are watching, you know, Bloomberg News or something on the TVs. Okay. They're actually on the treadmill.
They're working and working out at the same time. They've combined the two, so I understand that. Right. So here at the Island Hotel, you have the pool, you have the fitness center, you also have a spa.
We do. We have an excellent spa with 9 treatment rooms. It's right downstairs, so easy to get to. You walk out of your room, into the elevator, straight down, and you're into the spa. It's very, very simple. And 9 treatment rooms all together, so we have 6 of them for massages, we have 2 for facials, and then we have 1 for manicures and pedicures. And as an added benefit, we can also do massage in-room if you would like. It's very, very popular. Couples massages in-room, too.
Again, if we can dream it and think it and want it, you can do it.
Absolutely.
Right here at the Island Hotel. And something that I want to make sure, because I have a lot of listeners that travel with their furry friends. It is very, very important that their pets go with them. And if I do not talk about this, I get emails saying, Francoise, you did not ask. So, is the Island Hotel a pet-friendly hotel?
Absolutely. We're very pet friendly. You know, we look at people's pets as part of the family, and people like to go on vacation with their family. So why exclude them? If we're going to let children to the hotel, we may as well let animals too. Right?
Well, that's true. And speaking of children.
I have children, by the way.
Yes, I know you said that in jest. And yesterday there were actually a lot of kids running around. Of course, we know the kids want to go straight to the pool. I mean, they can, the parents, they can hardly, the kids can't focus on anything else. It's just, take me to the pool, take me to the pool. But you do have, there's a lot of kids that do stay here, and do you have programs set up for the children? What if the parents, they're going to a function? Last night you had a couple very large functions going on here. Do you have some sort of service for the children?
Absolutely. Our concierge service is happy to set up child care services here in the hotel. We've got quite a few preferred vendors that we use for that.
Okay, good. So we have the pets covered. We also know we have the kids covered, and the adults, well, we know they are covered. There's so much for them to do. Now, again, a lot of listeners and a lot of people out there associate the Island Hotel with the shopping, and I would assume that you probably, because Fashion Island is just right, I mean, you walk across the street, boom, that's where it is. Just walk across the street. However, I'm sure that you take very good care of your guests that come here just for the shopping trips.
You've got it. Our bellmen are very, very used to taking large bell carts of shopping bags back up to the room. And I can also tell you this, across the street at many of the major department stores, you're happy to you can go over there and shop all you want. We can even go and pick the bags up for you from the store so you don't have to walk them back over.
That's wonderful. That really, because some of the gals and guys, they just plan actually trips around shopping. That's what they come here for holidays or whatnot. And I'm sure you have some sort of package as far as a purchase package that can combine the shopping.
We do, and especially around the holidays, that's a big time where that package becomes very, very popular. The other thing that's very nice is we do complimentary gift wrapping here too around the holidays.
So something to think about. Kevin, you're making it so easy. Definitely so easy. Now, the Island Hotel, folks, is on Newport Center Drive, and it's about 2 hours. It took me, because I did hit a little bit of traffic, because I left later than I normally do. So it's 117 miles, about 2 hours. Really easy drive. And it's one of those properties where if you get a tiny bit lost, all you have to do is look up and look for the sign on the side of the building, Island Hotel, you know, and then you just follow it right on over there. The desert is coming for our desert rats, and some of them like to get away for a week or 2 weeks. Is this property, do you have, is that extended stays are available here?
Absolutely, absolutely. On our website, typically you can only book 14 days is the maximum that you can book through. However, for extended stays, we can talk to one of our salespeople about extended stays. As a matter of fact, we've got several people here in-house right now that are staying for some of them over a month. Mm-hmm. So there are quite a few, not just from the desert, but also from the local area, people getting homes redone, and international travelers too.
Well, yes, the airport, John Wayne, is so close. And it is important because I think, like myself, if I was doing an extended stay, I'd rather stay at a property where everything's taken care of so I can really enjoy myself. And beautiful, beautiful property here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. So, and you also cater to the business traveler as well, even though perhaps that is not my market, but I do have people that do travel for business. You are huge here. You had a lot of business travelers coming in on Friday or leaving on Friday, and you have a business center, and you have all the technology that goes along with having a conference here.
Absolutely. We do have many, many business travelers into this area, and as Newport Beach continues to grow, more and more businesses move into this area, and we've seen it grow quite a bit here just in the last year with a couple new office buildings that have moved in. But we really take care. We have several business travelers that come here every single week, the same people. And when we have those kind of guests that come back again and again and again, we don't even have them check in at the front desk anymore. We just have their keys ready right at the front door.
So, well, you have travelers from the Arizona, California market, and really I know that must be abroad that they have their own favorite room.
Absolutely.
I have been told that room number blah, blah, blah is my room. Check it out. And I will.
Absolutely.
So that's wonderful. That's really, I don't know, it just gives the whole picture. Again, when you are that accommodating, you have such a beautiful property, you can't go wrong.
I absolutely agree with you. And I'd like to tell you a quick story, too, because yesterday, and I haven't told you this yet, when I left here yesterday after talking with you, I was walking out and saying goodbye to a couple people at the front that were leaving. With one, the gentleman had his golf clubs in his hand. The lady had a big shopping bag. And I said, oh, where are you heading? Where are you going golfing to? And he said, oh, we're going over to Pelican Hill. I said, oh, wonderful. And then I said, where are you from? And he said, oh, Palm Desert.
There you go. They followed me over. Yeah, Kevin, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a pleasure. We have to step aside for that half-hour news break. When we come back, Chef D When we come back, Chef David Mann joins us. You're listening to Traveling with Francoise right here on Money Radio. We'll be right back.
NBC News Radio, I'm Peter Alexander at the White House.
Hello, Buckeyes!
Fresh from a three-day Latin America trip, President Obama is at Ohio State University giving his first commencement speech of the year.
Another politician from my home state of Illinois, Adlai Stevenson, once described patriotism not as short, frenzied outbursts of emotion, but the tranquil and steady dedication of a lifetime. That's what patriotism is. That's what citizenship is.
Mr. Obama told the graduates, 10,000 of them, that they have to be involved in civic activity to make government work for the nation. Arizona Senator John McCain on Fox News Sunday has chided Mr. Obama's ultimatum to Syrian President Assad.
First of all, he never should have drawn the red line. Second of all, the red lines were a green light to Bashar Assad to do anything short of that.
Syria is calling Israel's second day of bombings a flagrant violation of international law. This is NBC News Radio.
Discover card.
So that's it. I lost my job. My days of coaching football are over.
Well, that's tough, but you will bounce back. You've got our new IT card, so we'll lower your interest rate, lower your monthly payment, or find another way to help.
You'd do that for me?
Of course. You are a champion. Now, who are you?
A champion.
No, come on. Who are you?
A champion.
Who are you?
I'm a champion.
No, seriously, I need your name.
Oh, it's Steve.
At Discover, we treat you like you treat you. Job loss support. Get the new IT card at discover.com.
2 years ago, the people of BP made a commitment to the Gulf. I'm Fred Lamont, onshore site manager for BP. BP has paid over $23 billion in claims and cleanup costs. Today, the beaches and Gulf are open, and many areas are reporting their best tourism seasons in years. BP is also committed to America. We support nearly 250,000 jobs and invest more here than anywhere else. We're working to fuel America for generations to come. Our commitment has never been stronger. Join the conversation on Facebook.com/...
We want to hear from you. Tell us what you think on the contact page of MoneyRadio1200.com.
Enjoy a true Palm Springs workout at Knott's Fitness Point Health Club. We have a cardio room, a weight room, and offer a variety of classes. What sets our tone is our indoor-outdoor pool with therapeutic jets. The pool maintains a comfortable 80 degrees all year round. We also have a soothing jacuzzi, warm sauna, and relaxing steam room. Fitness Point is located next to Knott's Soak City Water Park in Palm Springs. For more info about Fitness Point, call 760-325-8155 or check out our Knott's Fitness Point Facebook page. If you're a driver over 50, it may be time to switch your auto insurance. The ARP Auto Insurance Program from Hartford is now available through Desert Empire Insurance in the Coachella Valley since 1925. Call today for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members at Desert Empire Insurance at 760-360-4700. That's 760-360-4700. Certain policy features are subject to eligibility and may not be available in all states. Hartford Fire Insurance Company, Hartford, Connecticut.
Take Money Radio with you everywhere. Streaming live at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Island Hotel in Newport Beach, California. You can go to their website, islandhotel.com, and check it out right now. If you go to the booking page, you can see the suite that we are coming to you live from on the 20th floor with a fantastic view. Well, you can't travel without eating. It's a given. And I love to eat. I love to experience what every destination I have has to offer. And joining us right now is Executive Chef David Mann right here at the Island Hotel. Welcome.
Thank you very much for having me this morning.
Well, it is great to talk to you. We haven't really touched base too much on the dining here at the Island Hotel. But first, I want to know a little bit about you.
Well, after I graduated from USC, I went to culinary school up in San Francisco at the Culinary Academy on Polk Street, and been cooking since the early 90s. some hotels and fine dining restaurants in the Southern California area and also up in the San Francisco area.
Oh, well, now I want you to make our mouths water. Tell us about the dining experience here at the experiences here at the Island Hotel.
Well, we have a restaurant that serves both breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And we do room service 24 hours a day. And we have a pool. And we have a lounge. And we also have the largest banquet room in Newport Beach that can fit up to about 650 people.
Now, how do you keep your finger on the pulse of what your guests here at the Island Hotel, what type of cuisine they're looking for?
Well, we take a lot of feedback from them, and we listen to them. And we try to, like right now, we're calling our cuisine California Coastal Cuisine. It's lighter. It's for the Southern California person. They're fit, they're fun, they're healthy.
Oh, and that's a great trend because you have a, well, you're in an area, beach area. We always think of fit, and because if we're going to fit in a bikini, we need to look fit and healthy and all that sort of stuff. So I know a lot of trends, Chef David, is going towards organic products or locally grown products. Is this something that you embrace?
We do here at the Island Hotel Newport Beach. My thing is that we try to get most of our products from the West Coast. It's difficult sometimes to get things just local, just like from southern, from here in Orange County. But I like to limit my carbon footprint by at least limiting it to here in California. And we get our meats from San Diego. We get fish from the Pacific Ocean. We get some stuff from Alaska. We get produce mostly from a little bit past Los Angeles and down in San Diego County.
All right, and joining us, folks, is Chef Dave, the executive chef here at the Island Hotel. Chef David Mann is with us right now. We're talking about, if you haven't figured that out yet, it's delicious cuisine here at the Island Hotel. Now, I will wander out the area and go eat a little bit. I have had all my meals right here on property. I've had a nice selection from a Cobb salad to a Caesar salad to a panini Cuban something for lunch, all very, very tasty, and I like the proportions. They were perfect proportions, not grossly enormous to where it turns you off. I mean, just really a nice size. You put a lot of thought into the dishes that you present. So let's talk about wine, though. I'm assuming that you have wine tasting meals, that all chefs love to combine wines with specialty meals. Tell us about yours.
Definitely. We since I've been here, we started doing some wine events. Our first one was with Trace Tabores. Our last one was with Chateau Montelena. And we have one coming up in June where we're featuring Chalk Hill. And this is a time where me and my team can play around with different types of cuisines and different ingredients to fit and make the wines taste even better.
Well, and you have the wine, so you have a wonderful selection, excuse me, of wines here to choose from. Of course, you always have the guests that come in that have maybe it's their anniversary or a special birthday, family reunion, from intimate to larger groups. If they come to you and say, Chef David, I have a special request. Is it possible for you to put this type of meal? I envision this meal in my head. Can you do it?
Definitely. I love doing custom menus, and this is really prevalent in our banquet department, where we probably do about 80% of our menus for our events. They're custom made by me and my team.
Good for you. That keeps that creative juices flowing.
Yes, it does.
So do you have a special ingredient that you like working with?
I love salt.
Oh, really?
Okay. And I think you would have to say butter and also olive oil.
Well, I love your honesty because a lot of chefs, if salt would not, they wouldn't come out of their mouth, but those are all ingredients everyone loves. Even though they don't want to admit it, they love them. Now, seasonal, a lot of hotels and resorts, they tend to go with seasonal menus. Being by the beach here, do you gear around perhaps the holidays? Do you do a seasonal type menu? Or you just change it up when you feel like changing it up?
We change our menu about every 2 to 2.5 months. And we do this so that we can stay as seasonal as possible and help to keep the menu as fresh as possible so that our regulars don't get bored.
Mm-hmm. Because you do have, again, as well, you have international guests, guests from all over here, but you have a nice local mix that like to come in and dine here as well. So, again, that's a testament to you. What about desserts?
Desserts are fantastic here. We have a great pastry chef. His name is Andy De La Cruz, and just very talented, very creative. And one thing that he's done this year that has just taken off is his salted caramel s'more in a mason jar with house-made graham crackers. It's fabulous.
Oh, my. And you didn't bring us. I want you to go get us a sample suit. At wedding, we have you have a beautiful wedding space down there. You have the cabana room, and you have the garden area, the patio area out there. Beautiful for weddings. That specialty cake, someone comes in and maybe last minute they didn't order the cake or they didn't like the cake that they ordered somewhere else. Are you able to do that here?
Definitely. Andy and his team are fantastic, and Andy can create any cake possible, and his artistic eye is just fantastic. He has done some cakes in the shape of like Nemo. And he's done like a whole bunch of different things that are just fantastic.
Wow. Okay. Well, yeah, I'm thinking of the s'mores, the caramel covered s'more. You had to say that. And with us again, folks, is Chef David Mann. He is the executive chef here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. Mother's Day is right around the corner. A lot of people want to get away, do something different for mom on Mother's Day. You're having a Mother's Day brunch here. Tell us a little bit about that.
We're doing a whole bunch of different stations, and we like to do a little of, global cuisine. And for this one, we're having some sushi, some fresh seafood, oysters on the half shell, poached shrimp. We're doing a wadachi station, which are like sopes. We're making them handmade with a whole bunch of different toppings and a lot of fresh fruit. Very healthy for you.
Well, it sounds phenomenal. I would assume, though, everyone needs to get their reservations made quickly because I have a feeling that is going to sell out if it hasn't already. But I'm going to give the number anyway. It's 949-760-4920 if you want to call and make those reservations right now and spend Mother's Day right here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. And finally, Chef David, here's the toughest question of all. What is your favorite dish that you make?
My favorite dish is our Chilean sea bass. It's slightly smoked with some fingerling potatoes, a little bit of creme fraiche, some wild mushrooms, and a really light vinaigrette to allow the fish to speak for itself.
Well, I'm starving. Thank you so much for joining us. It's been a pleasure, and it's wonderful to know that you can accommodate every request that your guests might have here at the Island Hotel. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.
All right, and we will see you at Mother's Day brunch coming up next Sunday, actually. Okay, folks, well, now that your mouths are watering, I'm sorry, we're just going to have to stop this conversation, and we're going to move along, and we're going to talk about all the things that are available here for parties coming in, events, what you can do here to set up that special event at the Island Hotel. Dana Bloom will be joining us next right here on Traveling with Francoise, Money Radio 1200. We'll be right back.
Learn more about Money Radio day or night at MoneyRadio1200.com.
Is it time for a change? Then visit Jason David Hair Studio in Palm Desert and let Ryan English create a style that's right for you. Jason David Hair Studio is located in the Ralph's Shopping Center on Cook and Country Club with plenty of parking and easy to find. Call now to schedule an appointment with Ryan at 760-340-5959. That's 760-340-5959. Walk-ins are welcome, scheduled appointments preferred because it's all about the look.
There's only one place in the Valley serving all of your golf cart needs, Electric Car Distributors. They've been serving the golf community since 1961. Come and see what's new for the 2012-2013 season. They offer a huge inventory of custom and pre-owned cars and the best selection in the Valley of club cars and Yamaha. They are your one-stop shop for all of your golf car needs. They're located in Rancho Mirage on Highway 111. Give them a call, 760-346-5661, or visit Electric Car Distributors on the web at eldc-car.com.
Don't wait until after the crime to think about home security. Help protect your family, home, or business by calling Command One Security today. Family owned and operated and serving the Coachella Valley for nearly 30 years. Command One Security. Call today and sleep easy tonight. 760-568-0052. That's 760-568-0052 or on the web at commandone.com.
You don't need the luck of the Irish to find great food in the valley. Instead, visit Riley's Irish Pub and Restaurant in their new location on Des Palmes near Gerald Ford in Cathedral City. Known for their delicious daily specials, Riley's is the oldest established Irish pub in the valley and have been family-owned and operated for over 20 years. Great food, friendly atmosphere, and now open in their new location on Des Palmes near Gerald Ford in Cathedral City. Riley's Irish Pub and Restaurant. Call to find out what today's special is. 760-324-9600.
It's Business for Breakfast with Marshall Gilbert tomorrow morning at 8 on Money Radio 1200.
Welcome back to Traveling with Francoise, coming to you live from the Island Hotel. That was me moving my mic around right here in Newport Beach, California. You can go to their website, islandhotel.com. We have sent Executive Chef David Mann down to the kitchen to bring us back some of the s'mores. So he's busy right now, but we are going to talk about how this venue right here at the Island Hotel is the perfect place for an upcoming wedding. Renewing your vows, which would be not the new wedding, the second one that you're going to have, bar mitzvahs, and all sorts of parties, specialty parties you can have right here at the Island Hotel. And joining us is Dana Bloom. She is the manager of catering. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Well, great having you here. Now, first, before we go off into what you can do for a wedding and party, let's talk about the new expansion, the cabana room and the terrace. How beautiful is that area?
It's absolutely phenomenal. I think what we have is we add such a tropical feel to our location, and we've got beautiful, lush, green landscaping, which is very tropical, around as the backdrop for the actual ceremony, which is out on the terrace with beautiful white flowers. And what's lovely is we have a white terrace overhang that has existing heaters in there and lighting. And then what's so fabulous, in addition to all that, is that we have a cabana room that is adjacent to the terrace that has Nana doors that slide open, and which makes you feel, even though you're inside the room, you're an inside outdoors. So it's an indoor-outdoor feel and kind of giving you that, I always want to say like a Nantucket kind of feel, the cabana room, which is absolutely beautiful.
Well, I like the fact that even though you're in a hotel, you're on a hotel property, once you get down in there, you really feel like you're in your own little world. So your ceremony that you're having there really reflects, and the focus stays on your ceremony. And they did a great job with the cabana room and the terrace area right out there. So very, very nice. Now, weddings can, a lot of times the brides, they want to have their own area to get ready. They want to surprise everyone. They don't want to go from the room to the wedding. They want to have their own area. Do you have that down there?
We do. Not only do we offer, as part of our wedding package, per se, we don't necessarily have packages because we'll customize each wedding for each individual bride and groom. But what we do offer when you're having your wedding here is not only do we offer the changing rooms, which are guest rooms in the tower, we offer what's called a hospitality room, which is right next to the cabana terrace. It's got beautiful chandelier, it has a beautiful walk-in marble bathroom, has a huge big screen television, and we set it up with residential furniture to feel as if you're in your own living room. And so this is a place for the bride, the groom, and the wedding party and immediate family to congregate during the day while they're taking pictures and right before the ceremony. And then we also use that same room immediately after the ceremony for the bride and groom to have an intimate moment alone, just the two of them, after all the festivities that have gone on throughout the day.
Now, being you are the catering manager, which really encompasses taking care of these parties and events and putting them all together, let's say I'm working on an event, life calls, something happens, I have the wedding half planned, and I say, Dana, Can you take over from here and finish this whole process for me?
Absolutely. I think we pride ourselves on the personal service that we provide here at Island Hotel Newport Beach. We all come as seasoned professionals here to the hotel, and we want to not just sell the space, but give an experience.
And with us, folks, is Dana Bloom. She is a catering manager here at the Island Hotel. Her specialty is weddings. So let's talk about a little bit of extravagance. I'm sure you have planned some weddings that you continue to today. Your mouth drops open without giving any names away because we're not allowed to do that. It goes along with the privacy here that is so important at the Island Hotel. Tell us a little bit about some of the weddings, the extravagant events that you said when you were approached with these ideas and you thought, can I really do this? And yet you did do it. Give us a little bit of inside information.
You know, it's amazing. We basically tell all of our clients that whatever your vision is, we'll create it. And there's no limitations. So instead of us saying no, we'll say, you know what, let's go see how we can incorporate that and make that happen for you for your special day. And I think we've seen things from we've had servers hanging from the ceiling, pouring champagne for the guests as they arrive. We've had animals. We've had elephants coming in with the for the wedding party of an Indian wedding, which is very traditional for them, or even a horse.
The servers hanging from the ceiling, sir, very, very interesting. I'm sure that was tricky to put all that together. Definitely. Now, how far in advance are you booking for weddings here at the Island Hotel?
We can book up to a year ahead of time, if not even further. I will say, though, that a lot of weddings are planning 8 months out, 6 months out, and not doing the traditional 1 year out.
And what's the busiest time of the year for weddings? When do you find that all of a sudden you're bombarded with everybody seems to want their weddings in these certain 2 months out of the year?
I would say sometimes towards the end of summer. But to be honest, what typically is the summer months is when people want to get married. We find here, because we are also a destination property here in Newport Beach, that people want to have weddings all year round here.
Mm-hmm. But, and that's nice. I mean, it is a beautiful property, and I can see that. You get lost here in the property, and it's so easy for the guests to come with the valet parking, get the cars parked, come in and enjoy the wedding and not have to worry about all the other stuff that goes along with it. Now, if I'm coming to the area, let's just say that I'm in the area I just for the day, and I decide that I know I'm coming in here, I want to plan the event here, but I just at that moment, I won't be staying at the Island Hotel, but I love the property and I want to have an event here. Is that okay?
Of course. Of course. We have we actually partner with a lot of local other hotels here. And if, for instance, if a wedding is taking place at an alternate hotel, they'll guests will stay here, like they'll have room blocks here at this hotel, along with other options for their guests. And a lot of times we will do rehearsal dinners here. We do a post-wedding brunch the following day, as well as a welcome reception when guests first arrive.
And I would think, too, that you've had some guests that come in because you have a very high-profile clientele, a lot of time that stays here. I can see where they would come in and they would want to rent the lounge, the pool, the terrace, the cabana, the whole bottom floor. And I doubt that you say no.
I do not like to say no, so I try my best to be able to accommodate what their requests are and with still keeping the integrity of the hotel for the guests that are staying here as well.
Okay. And weddings being your specialty, I know how much you love them, but I'm sure that any type of specialty event, party, birthday party, family reunion, I would imagine that you can accommodate any type of special occasion that someone wants to celebrate here at the Island Hotel.
Absolutely. We can do an intimate wedding of two people up to almost 600 people. So with the enlargement of our ballroom or the expansion of our ballroom, we can hold up to 600 people for dinner and dancing.
That's right. And we haven't talked about the expansion. I'm glad you brought that up, the expansion of the ballroom, which is facing west.
Possibly.
I think it's facing west. So you have a nice selection of areas for private parties to choose from.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what we offer with our ballroom is we have a pre-function area right outside of the ballroom that is a private area, and it's quite large, and it's ideal for cocktail receptions, for auctions. We do lots of fundraising and galas here, along with all of our weddings and the social market.
All right. I can actually see, too, a girls' outing or a guys' golf outing where they want to do a tournament over at Pelican Hill. They come back here and have the award ceremony. There's just so many options here at the Island Hotel. It's a never-ending. So I'm sure you are very, very, very busy.
Yes. Yes. And it's a beautiful thing.
It is a beautiful thing. Okay. And if there's one tip that you would like to share with our listeners when it comes to planning an event, we don't quite sometimes, we get an idea in our head, we want to do it, but really when we call you and say, okay, Dana, I have this idea, what can you say? What's the most helpful to an event planner such as yourself when someone calls up? What's the first thing you really need to know that's going to make the whole process easier?
Well, one of my qualities is that I do like to, I want to know more about the bride and the groom and about what their needs are. There's a story behind every person, every couple. And once you know that story, I'm better able to assess where we should go with that. And so, you know, you may have someone that's looking for an elaborate, very showy wedding. However, maybe their budget doesn't show that. Mm-hmm. But it's really about what they want. When I tell the brides and grooms when they come into the hotel for the first time, you have to feel it. You need to walk in and you need to know that this is the place, that you are happy in this location, that you feel like you're at home. Because really, we want to open our arms and welcome all of our brides here as if this is their own home, their own living room.
And it is their special day. And they are the focus of that
special
day.
It's all about them.
And it just popped into my head, wedding gowns, the clothes that go along with it. Sometimes guests' luggage gets lost in flight. They get here. They need a suit. They need a dress. Can you accommodate?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Like I said, there's always a story behind the couple, and we want to be every part of with them throughout the entire day. And if they need whatever it is that they need, we're here to accommodate that.
Well, Dana Bloom, thank you so much for joining us. You're probably working today. I'm sure you have a wedding to go to today, and it's really nice to know that anything, again, it goes back to service here at the Island Hotel. Fabulous location, definitely fabulous, fabulous location, but an accommodating staff that is just here for you. Whatever event you have, you want to renew those vows, you want a private party, an anniversary, just a birthday party, it's 10, 20, 30, 40, 50th year old, whatever you want to do, Dana can do it all. Thank you, Dana, for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank
you. All right, folks. Okay, so we have covered so much in this hour, and there's so much more to talk about coming up in the second hour of the show. We received a text here from Ed who said, that place, Island Hotel, is one of my favorite places. Real classy and very, very nice people. So, yes, Ed, you are right. Yes, it is definitely first class all the way right here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. All right, folks, as we wind down this hour, there's just a couple. We want to thank our sponsors, Post and Ship, for all that they do for Traveling with Francoise. We also want to thank Desert Arc in Palm Desert for all that they do for Traveling with Francoise. But right now, the entire focus is about the Island Hotel right here in Newport Beach. You can go to their website, islandhotel.com. Go to the booking page, and you will see that the room that shows the picture of the room, that is the room that we are in right now. It is on the 20th floor. It has a fabulous view. Everything here from the business center to business concierge, 24-hour room service, fitness facilities and spa, complimentary daily newspaper, daily housekeeping, and the list goes on and on and on, and all that you're going to experience here at the Island Hotel. If the word spoiled comes to mind, well, embrace it, because there's nothing wrong with that when you are in a fabulous location such as this. Now, John Wayne Airport is only about 5.5 miles away. 10 minutes. Long Beach Airport is 26 miles, 30 minutes, and Los Angeles International is 44 miles, 46 minutes. So you are close to any of the airports, the major airports that you want to use to come in and out of this destination. As we talked about, the Fashion Island Shopping Center, the mall, is right across the street here. Fabulous property in its own right. And we're going to hear more about what is happening over at Fashion Island in the second hour of the show. All right. On that note, we are going to step aside. When we come back, you will hear more from Traveling with Francois from me right here at the Island Hotel in Newport Beach. Stick around. We'll be right back.
Travel?